Aaron Morris with the Bones. It's Looseman and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
And the Kix 95.3 morning show with guests in studio once again. Miss Grace Harbor contestants joining us now. Maddie Neamy.
Hi.
And Courtney Glenn.
Hi.
How you guys?
Good.
Pretty good.
So the big pageant is coming up this Saturday night at the 7th Street Theater. Now, have either of you ran for this before, or did you ever run for Miss Outstanding Teen?
I have never ran in a pageant before.
I have ran twice.
This is your third time?
This is my third time.
Third time's a charm, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope
they
so.
Say.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. And you said this was your first, Maddie?
Yeah, I've never done.
Never did teen or anything?
Nope.
Your mom was Miss Grace Harbor
one year. Yes, she
was. So what was the hang up? What took you so long to come
she's
around?
She's the one that finally pushed me to do it this year. So I made a good choice.
I think so, too, because, I mean, A, your mom knows how expensive college can be.
Yes, she does.
And B, this is a great opportunity to help alleviate that
exactly.
just a little bit, which is great. So, Maddie, what is your social initiative? What do they call it?
My social impact.
Thank you, social impact
you were
initiative.
Close.
I was getting there.
More self-love.
More self-love.
Yes. So it's having like high regards for your own mental and physical health. And I chose it because I feel like today teenagers, they put themselves down a lot and they need to learn to love themselves more.
Not enough love going around for yourself.
Yeah, not enough love.
Love for everybody else, but you're kind of neglecting yourself
exactly.
a little bit. So what is the talent portion of the competition for you? What are you going
to
be doing?
I will be doing a tap solo to What You Want. It's a song in Legally Blonde.
So now that this has been your first time doing a pageant, what's been the most surprising thing about it that you didn't expect?
Just all the work that goes into it, I never really assumed. I just thought, oh, you just, you know, learn talent and you talk on stage a little bit. But it's a lot more work than you think. It's eye-opening.
How have you adapted to that? Is that something that you're enjoying or is it stressful?
I'm having a lot of fun with it. It keeps me busy and I like to be busy.
So. Why not? Well, good luck to you on Saturday night. Courtney, third time's a charm.
Yes,
yeah.
Hopefully.
So, Maddie, you're still in high school. You're a senior at Aberdeen High School. And Courtney, though, you've graduated Aberdeen High School and you're now in your second year at Grace Harbor College.
Yep.
So what are you hoping to do when you're done at Grace Harbor? Are you moving on to a bigger school? Future, what is it you want to do besides be Miss Grace Harbor?
I hope to transfer to University of Washington to get my doctorate in psychology.
Psychology?
Mm-hmm.
One of your other competitors is a full-blown psychologist.
Yes.
So I imagine you guys have been talking quite a bit.
We do. We talk about, like, totally nerdy psychology stuff.
Do you analyze each other?
Oh, yeah.
What's the thing about psychology that has you interested in that?
I'm just really passionate about mental health and the way it needs to be taken care of just as much as physical health. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a practicing psychologist and help people.
Now, is that what your social impact deal is? Your platform?
Yeah, my social impact initiative is mental health education.
Social impact initiative. It's a mouthful.
It is. We struggle to remember.
Tell me about your talent.
I'm singing All That Matters Now. It's a song from Finding Neverland.
Oh, right on. Now, how many of the contestants are singing versus any other type of talent? Would you say? Best guess.
Three of the five.
Three of the five are singing.
And two
Miss Grace
of the
Harbor.
Five are dancing.
So it's dance and singing in the competition this year.
It is.
Yeah. So what do you think? Out of everybody, have you watched anybody else sing their song in rehearsal and go, oh man, it's going to be tough to beat?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody's really good.
So you're not going, oh, I got this licked.
No.
Oh, this
no.
is going to be like taking candy from a baby.
Absolutely not.
Fun. We wish you guys much luck as you go into the pageant this Saturday night. Again, it's going to be at the historic 7th Street Theater in Hoquiam. Tickets available at Harbor Drug and Gifts, also City Center Drug in Aberdeen. You can also buy them online, brownpapertickets.com. And you can get them from any of the ladies here if you happen to know them. Or even if you don't know them, you can approach them. Just make sure you let them know right off the bat that you're just wanting tickets. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.